Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Ellie Goulding, Miguel, and 50 Cent joining the Who Threw What at Who Club, the big question mark in space, the downfall of Corey's favorite pair of jeans, which drugs everybody at the White House needs to try, and the results of the Everybody on Mute moment at Corey's Beyonce concert. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey Cool.
Are you ready to let her rip?
Oh, I hate when people say that about a fart. Oh, here we go. Are we starting like this? Like when you rip one?
Are we farting like starting like a fart?
When you rip one? Ugh, don't do that.
No, but guess what?
What?
I did rip one.
Okay, which one did you rip?
A pair of jeans.
With a fart?
My favorite pair of jeans.
Which part of the fart did you rip?
I didn't rip it with a fart. I ripped it when I bent. And snapped.
Oh, you bent, it snapped.
Yeah.
Where did it rip? On the butt?
Yes, but like kind of by the pocket, but like a big rip. And I'm like, can you even fix that? Or will you then see a stitch up my butt?
Well, let me tell you this. This is why you don't wear denim.
Babe, this is gonna only sound worse. Okay. This was a pair of baggy loose denim.
Well, is it really that baggy? Was it originally? Originally baggy. You know what?
No.
My jeans.
What's that song about? What's that song about? My jeans.
My jeans.
I can picture that little girl's face.
Oh, yeah. We're really in sync right now. Jenna Rose? Yes. Is that her name? I don't have room for much in my brain, but I've got room for that. Jenna Rose, ha, ha, my ha. Jeans.
Jack ha, ha, my ha, swag. Ha,
ha. Jack my swag in my jeans.
Well, bitch, not only did I jack my swag, but I in my jeans.
Oh, well, now you're out of your jeans.
And I used to live so close to a, what do they call, Taylor, and I used to have a punch card every eighth Taylor. She did it free Taylor.
Oh wow, that's nice.
And now I'm like, now I have to go up there and be like, can you fix this, or will it look like an obvious fix?
Well, what's the problem?
I don't want to have to wear it if it's just a big old stitch down my butt.
You know what? This is the problem with fast fashion, and thus this is the problem with capitalism, and that was how quickly we got to it.
Well, this is what I wanted to say, is that I feel like calling the manager.
You should. You could.
These jeans aren't that old.
Where are they from?
Levi's.
Mm.
These are expensive jeans.
Oh.
And... Well, not expensive. I mean, aren't, well, what's it called? Inflation, baby. Everything's expensive now. But these jeans are like maybe a year old, maybe a little over
things,
a year.
Things in capitalism are made to break. When will you learn, Corey?
All my other jeans, when they've gotten too old or too faded, then I just cut them into jean shorts. But like, I don't know how to explain how devastated I am about these jeans.
Well, you can't really cut the problem that you have into shorts.
No.
Though. I see the issue. Okay, well.
Yeah, so, well, I guess I'll take them. And then if not, I guess I'll go online and order another.
It could just be over for those jeans. This is life.
I loved the fit. I loved how loose they were. You know, I was a big skinny jeans for a long time. But now I'm old and I'm picking comfort. First,
I'll believe it when you're in sweats. If you're picking comfort, you're not in denim.
I'm wearing shorts right now.
Okay.
These were my running errands jeans. If I wanted to run to get groceries, if I needed a pants moment, they were comfortable around the house. You know, I'll probably never recover.
Well, pour one out for Corey's jeans. Next.
Thank you. So if anyone has any crafting ideas on how to fix my ass.
I don't see why you can't just put like a cloth on the inside and just sew a little.
And look like a little scarecrow moment. I mean, listen, fall is coming.
Honestly, it's personalizing your denim. A lot of people would be envious.
Yeah, well, maybe I will.
Sure. Well, before they tell you that it's a lost cause, which they won't, because they will hem it. They will hem it for your money.
They want my money. Yeah.
It's not good. I don't know if it'll look good, but you could also bring in a nice little patch that they could hem it with and make it and put it in.
It's a big rip, and you know when like you know when an animal, like a cat or a dog, gets surgery and then its fur is shaved in that spot and then it's got like
yes.
10 stitches down its like rib cage?
Yeah.
I think that's what the jeans will look like.
I cannot believe we're still talking about your jeans.
I think that's what the jeans will
when
look
Corey
like.
When Corey told me, he was like, oh, I've got so much to talk about today.
The jeans weren't even on my list. You're the one who started it by ripping it up.
Hey, I went to World Market today. I got three things.
Oh my God.
Well, we've been needing some cutting boards that fit in the dishwasher. Okay.
Smart.
So I got some cutting boards. I also got a table runner.
If you can't fill 5 minutes with your cutting board story like I did with my denim.
Well, I could tell you more about it. They were made from recycled something.
Capitalism really popped off.
And then I got a table runner and it is cute.
What? You don't even have a table.
Yes, I have that little, you know, my big mirror in the living
room.
Oh,
that runner up against the wall?
And you're going to like it. You're going to love it.
Is it spooky?
No, it's beautiful. It's autumnal.
Yeah, okay. Well, fall is the season.
And
what's your tree right now?
It's spring. Summer. Spring, summer.
Whoa, you need to...
It's spring, summer, and... it is overwhelmingly succulents is the
wow
vibe for the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, the Dollar Tree had a wild experience going on. $1 per succulent. And so baby, I took every succulent and then I came back 2 weeks later and I bought every succulent again. And
aren't they real succulents?
No.
Those like plastic ones?
Yes.
Do they blend in with the green of your tree?
You'll see.
When am I coming to visit?
Spring, summer. Certainly.
I love when you call housewives that don't even know.
Spring, summer, fall, October, November, winter. Fall, winter. Who was that? She by Sheree.
She by Sheree.
Anyway, so yeah. And then the final thing that I got at World Market.
Hey, speaking of Sheree. I'm just kidding.
No. The final thing I got from... Well, first of all, I was lured into World Market because I saw a whole bunch of new autumn things. And so then there I was. You could bury me in the pillow section of World Market and I would be happy. I find... when they had two pillows that I was tempted... I touched them. That's the closest I'll get to buying them because I already know I have too many pillows.
Were they soft?
I've got too many pillows on my couch. I got too many pillows on everywhere. And I got too many pillows in my closets.
Do you have decorative pillows on your bed?
I have in the past.
Oh, but just not currently.
Not currently. It's not something that I do currently.
Got it.
Anyway, so I touched two pillows today, and that was, one was a deep brown with a very fuzzy texture. Big pillow.
Where did you think about putting that?
Living room. And then one was like a horizontally long cylindrical tube pillow. And it was very interesting, very different. But then I thought, I don't need lumbar support that bad. And it's just like, it will just be moved, you know? Nobody's ever going to utilize it. It'll only be moved. So I thought, you know what? I'll touch it, but I won't take it. They were each $30.
What? For a pillow?
I know. I want to be like, hey, I got enough pillows. Do you ever sell just the cover? They should really do that. But I know they're just, it's the pillow is just the vehicle to inflate the price. What's up?
Oh my god, did you ever see when people like cut up an old pair of jeans and put it over
not you back on jeans?
Just circling back to my jeans real quickly.
You're saying like to like cover up a pillow with denim, like a Jill-O?
Like you cut the I've seen it. You cut the legs off the pants, off the jeans. You put the pillow in where your like waist would be and you button it up and then you sew the top and you sew the legs and you got your good jean pillow.
A Jill-O.
And then just think of all the, you could put, I mean, maybe not nice for your head, but you could like keep the remote in a pocket. Or any other treasures you're into.
You know what? I know we've talked about this in the past, but when I was in high school, I loved, did you ever have the shoes from the brand
Ruse,
R-O-O-S.
You know I did. I bought them. I had a pair of Ruse, yes.
I had a few pairs of Ruse.
It was the first, I think they were the first thing I ever bought off eBay.
They had a zipper on each side where you, in a little tiny pocket.
Yes. And let's bring them back.
What did you put in your Ruse pocket?
I know I've told this story before.
A condom?
Yeah.
A thimble.
A condom
and a thimble wearing a condom.
I thought I was so cool. It was like my version of when TLC used to put condoms like on their glasses and stuff, you know?
Not really.
Wow. So I'm just old then. Shout out to anyone who knows what I'm talking about with TLC and condoms.
Which leads me to, I know Ashanti and Aaliyah are not in TLC.
Correct.
Well, which, speaking of Ashanti,
ma'am, that's not how it goes.
Ashanti, there. I got my third and final purchase from World Market. Was this wooden tea bag box? It's a box, a wooden box for tea bags, okay?
Do you have tea bags in your home?
I do, but I'm not filling it with tea bags. I'll find something else for it. But it's a very beautiful box. It's like light blue and decorative and wooden. And it opens at the top with a hinge. And on the back, it said, Ashanti back. Tea box.
And you think it has to do with her?
No, I don't think so. But I thought of her. I did.
And what'd you think?
I thought Ashanti. Okay.
You thought, is this her? Is this what she's up to now?
Well, for half a second, I thought it, and I thought, you know what? I'm not gonna look into it. I also don't care.
You were just like, thought about Ashanti for 1 minute exactly, and you were like, I hope she's well.
Yeah, and look at me now. I'm spreading the good word of Ashanti right here on the pod. Okay, speaking of people popping back in.
Listen, this is literally where I thought you were going with your story of 3 minutes ago.
Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks just sparkles as Sparkle in the new movie Sparkle.
Have we talked about Jordan Sparks recently?
No, but we are right now.
Well,
so yes.
So there I was streaming the other day, and people came in the chat. Did you see? And I'm like, oh God, like that's the last thing I want is like, have you heard? Have you seen? Like some town crier.
Town crier.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I tell you about the town crier in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh, did we talk about it in the pod?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. I mean, I heard the story. Who knows if we were recording?
Any who's a calls. Jordan Sparks tweeted me saying something like, what did she say? Something like,
She said, I hope you're well.
At Tyler Oakley just wanted to say hi and that I'm glad you're doing well. Praise emoji, sparkle emoji. And I thought, did we just talk about her on the pod? Has like, you know, like some, you know, remember that episode where we were like, everyone tweet a celebrity and say, I cannot believe what Psychobabble said about you on the pod. Go listen. Well, it felt like one did. Anyway, Jordan, if you're listening. And so then I was like, I found out live on a stream. And I thought, oh my God, does Jordan Sparks, is she keeping tabs on what I'm up to right now? Does she know I'm live? Did she tweet me while I was live knowing I'm live? Like, is she in the chat? And so then it became like a very much of a ghost hunt. A ghost hunt? A witch hunt. Ghost witch. It was a witch hunt.
So either Jordan Sparks watches you stream or she listens to the pod.
Those are the only two options.
Yeah, so there I was. Do you know where I was when you texted me?
Where were you?
At the Beyonce concert.
Did everyone put it on mute?
Oh, everybody put it on mute. Although, I don't think everybody knew that it was like a mute for 8 counts. I think some people started getting their woos ready to go after 6 counts. But
like just hold.
It seems like a long time. It's like, it felt long, but I was like, I'll be quiet until she says whatever she says next.
What does she say next?
You're putting me on the spot.
Was she excited by the outcome of your venue? Because I've seen videos of her being like impressed and or not impressed.
She was impressed. Well, it was funny because I felt like she was making fun of us a little bit because when she did Love on Top, you know, at the end when it just keeps going octaves, octaves, octaves up, and she like was doing the all mic to the crowd sort of moment and they turned the lights up and we just kept doing the come on, baby, it's you. And we just kept doing it over and over, like more times than it really ends how the song ends. And she was standing there just looking at us laughing like she couldn't believe we kept
doing
it.
Like that happens at every Beyonce concert. Like I've definitely seen videos of that. I've definitely experienced it. Not to take away your special moment.
It felt long. Well, you know, I haven't seen Beyonce. It's been 21 years since I saw her in Destiny's Child at the Jackson County Fair. However, it was a wonderful show. Her vocals are insane. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Well, good. Congrats. Fun. Your cowboy hat looked cute. Everybody on mute.
And everybody had, three of the people in my group had cowboy hats, but mine was the lightest. If you buy one of those hats off Etsy, just know it's going to come heavy on your neck.
Jesus. Did anybody throw anything on stage?
Which brings
me to our segment, things thrown at people at the... what is it called? What was thrown at who, when, and where, and why?
I have it written at the top of my notes page. The first line says, Psychobabble Topics, and I update it weekly. And the second line under it says, our new segment, Guess Who Got Hit in the Face.
Ooh, delicious. Okay, well, I have two new entries.
Oh my God, can I guess? Because I also have two.
Okay, go.
Well, one was Drake.
Oh, that's not on my list.
Somebody threw something at Drake and he caught it.
Oh, was it a big, huge bra?
No, it was, I don't remember.
I feel like I saw a video of him of that happening and he was all like, you know.
He said, you're lucky I'm fast because I would have beat your ass.
Ooh, Everybody on
mute. And then the second one was 50 Cent.
Okay, that was one of mine.
But he threw the mic into the crowd.
Yes, because it was giving Uno reverse. He said, well, what had happened was, according to Pop Crave, which is where I get my news.
Mm-hmm. Our daily news.
Who are in heaven. He had been handed many microphones that were consistently not working correctly. And he, like the child he is, threw a fit. Or what? Like who throws something in a tantrum? Let alone throws a microphone at the audience and hits someone in the face with a hard object? No.
Looking for a lawsuit, honey. Well, would you take a mic to the face for a lawsuit?
Absolutely. I'm eager to sue.
Okay. Okay. Who was your other one?
Well, actually, I have one that was almost on the list. And this is, I have two people, actually. Number one, Ellie Goulding.
She got hit in the face with a firework.
Yes, well, a firework was lit by who? A person. Certainly.
What if she was playing with fireworks alone?
And she posted on her Instagram story and said, to those asking, I am okay. She spelled okay just okay, no O-K-A-Y.
Which, okay, well, saving characters.
It's not what I'm about, but
no, she said, not okay with it.
I'm not okay with that. Pyro didn't hit me directly in the face. Face is intact. Love you, thank you, X. Okay.
Damn.
So that's the update on that. A near entry to our segment was, did you see Miguel?
He's a singer.
Okay. Remember when Miguel
kicked someone in the face?
Jumped from a part of the stage to an extension of the stage, and in doing so had to leap over part of a corner of the audience.
The pit.
And he didn't make the jump. He landed on somebody's face. They broke their neck or something. They were in a neck brace. They're alive, but like they didn't seem upset about it. In fact, they seemed happy.
Maybe they just had a crick in their neck.
Well, anyway, so he's at it again. This time, tempting fate.
Is he a serial leaper?
No, in a different way. He was performing while suspended in air with hooks in his back.
Who does he think he is? Pink?
Close. Oh my God. Can you believe Pink hasn't hit somebody or gotten hit by something?
Have you seen that TikTok of that Irish guy yelling at Pink, get down?
Yes, I have. Okay, so those are all Beyonce, my updates.
Beyonce flew over the stage at the end.
Who does she think she is?
Everybody loves a Pink moment.
Pink really opened doors.
You know what I will say, since we circled back to my jeans?
Oh!
I appreciate that Beyonce did not fucking encore. I hate it. You know I hate the charade of it all. The, oh, one more song. No, turn the lights on. Let us walk to the parking lot.
Turn the lights on. Every night I get to my bed.
She didn't even do that. She did like 10 seconds of that song, and I was heated.
You know what? Heated?
She did heated.
I like, Gaga does this at her Vegas show, but she does like, clearly she's got a whole bunch of hits from the first album. She just makes a 5-minute mega mix of that first album. I'm like, you know what? You are so right for that. Give us the taste. Let us know the flavor. You proved to us you had an entire era that was a debut smash, but we don't need to really sit into it. You know, you're touring this album, not the first album.
I don't need to hear Gaga do poker face.
I don't need to hear Gaga do brown eyes. I don't need paper gangster.
Hey, what's Gaga gonna do? Were we promised a Chromatica tour video?
Well, you know what? Just as you said that, I saw what's trending on my X.com.
It's Chromatica Ball.
Chromatica Ball is trending.
And you know what they're saying?
What are they saying?
I will. They're saying, I listen, I will tell you what they're saying. They're saying Redacted filmed a concert 3 weeks ago and already made a concert special. And the only thing Lady Gaga has given us from the Chromatica Ball filmed a year ago is a migraine commercial.
And you know what? I thank God every day.
Do you think
she's an actual patient?
Do you what does she use it? What's it called?
Yes. Nurtec. you didn't get Nurtec? Listen, I'm a real stan. I got the Chromatica Oreos. I got a subscription to Nurtec. Get in line.
You got the black perfume. You got the jockstrap.
I did get the black perfume. I have a Chromatica Oreos record player. Okay.
Well, I got that for free.
I have the Dom Perignon. Whatever the hell, I have a bottle unopened. Gaga,
do you think Gaga had to get on the Nurtec OTC because when her and that guy fell off the stage at our show in Vegas?
Oh my God, can you believe I was getting refills when that happened? I come what? Back and everyone's all, Gaga fell off stage. I'm like, what did I miss? Let me tell you something. I saw her slowly approach the piano. I said, I got things to do in the lobby. I'll be back.
Well, you, as a fan, you knew what segment we were going into.
It was the segment felt like audience involvement.
Yeah, it was very audience involvement, and that's how the guy and her fell off the stage. But anyway, somebody was asking when we had to take a bus down to see Beyonce last night because it was in Santa Clara. Anyway, somebody on the ride down was like, what's the strangest thing you've ever seen happen at a concert? And I got to tell that story.
Well, what happened? He picked her up?
No, she ran and tried to jump. You know when girls, I guess women can do it.
Girls. Like
it was very girls in high school running and jumping. And it's very showman's on Big Brother and the girl wins HOH. Run and jump and straddle the man with like your legs around the waist.
Gaga did that with her hips.
She did that right with her fibromyalgia. She did that to this poor guy, and he stepped back to try to brace himself, and he stepped off the stage, and they both, Scarlett took a tumble.
Oh, well, and then you live and then you learn, in that order.
And then she told the man later, promise me right now that you'll forgive yourself. As if she wasn't part of the problem.
You know what? We're all moving.
Well, either
on.
Way, and we're now she's on. Got. Now she's got to take Nurtec for migraines.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey. Did you hear the good news?
What? Wait. What? I had something else.
What? It was about your denim.
Looking for my denim. Speaking of concerts.
Sure.
Did you see what happened at the Adele show? Whose side are you on?
What happened? Oh, somebody was in the front row, standing, screaming along. People.
They weren't even in. They were in the front row of the balcony.
Oh, they were. Okay, so they were in their seat area.
No, they were like out of their seat, like in the aisle a little bit.
Okay, well, okay. And other people came to this person and said, "You need to sit down in your seat." Not just security, but other people in the
strangers,
like civilians. And then this person kept standing and singing, and security then came and tried to get him to sit, which turned into Adele stopping the song and being all, "Let that boy do whatever he's doing. Y'all been messing with him all show."
Yes.
Okay, so that's that. Did I miss anything?
You're pretty much there, but I do think most people should watch his. He was like holding. One of those fisheye cameras. He might have even had a selfie stick and was filming himself reacting to her entire show. And so there's like a 3-minute clip from his POV of what was happening. And I thought, this is supposed to be in defense of. I'm like, now I understand why the people were complaining. Listen, I have low tolerance for poor behavior at concerts.
It's hard for me to tell anybody at a seated concert not to stand at their seat. I think that is acceptable. I mean, personally, I would read the room when everyone in my section is sitting, but that's, I guess, everyone's prerogative. If they want to stand, I would definitely, if I were behind that person and everyone else in the section is sitting, I would be annoyed, but I don't think I would have it in me to be like, "Can you sit?"
It just seemed beyond dancing to me, especially with the aspect of him filming himself.
I find
it seemed a little attention needy.
Yeah, I find that there is a current thing happening at concerts, and we have dove deep into concert etiquette, but there's a certain type of thing happening at concerts right now where people are thinking that they are also there to perform.
Oh, and that's exactly what he was doing.
I've seen videos of people at the Beyonce concert. I've seen videos of people at Redacted concert. I've seen videos of a lot of different videos of a lot of different people giving it their all. And if I were in that section, they're giving it their all to be
Star Search.
Just to be observed as, like, I don't know, either for performance for social media or for like the people that are also in the crowd, or I don't know.
Honey, they're
call me shy, but like, who in their right mind is thinking, "This is my time to perform"?
Well, then
my brain doesn't go there.
Well, baby, this is a two-part story, because then New York Magazine tweeted a link to the article in the video and said, "Adele told off Vegas security for trying to stop a twink from dancing." And then discourse erupted as to whether or not twink was a slur, and if they, and if NY Magazine had the right to use it.
I don't think media can call us twinks yet.
Okay.
If the New York Times called me a twink, I would find it derogatory. You know what I mean?
I think the New York Times probably did call you a twink at some point.
As they should. And I did find it derogatory, probably. If superfame.com, if What is
superfame.com?
Yeah, is there, are there, what were other ones? Were there ever any
World Star?
If no, for like influencers or like
I don't even know what you just named.
Superfame. You never saw Superfame? They were always reporting.
Did Superfame walk so Pop Crave could run?
Close. If Superfame had a Twitter account, yeah, a little bit. But Superfame was all influencer news.
Damn, guess I never checked it.
Rip. you didn't subscribe.
Yeah, well, so I'll drop the link to the Twinks TikTok video in the Discord, and y'all could decide whether or not you think it's appropriate behavior for
a if the local show. News did a story about you and they called you a twink, just as like a just as a describer, local area twink Corey Cool, how would you feel?
Hey. A wet.
That, I mean, honestly, if that ever happened to me, I would not shut up about it.
Local twink. I would love to be known as the twink that security told to stop dancing. But I don't know. I mean, I guess you have to read the crowd. Like, I remember when we saw Celine Dion in Vegas and we were the youngest people there. And so I feel like Adele probably brings in a similar crowd that's not used to... twinks in the street.
I don't know. Let the twink play.
How many bussy bopping songs does Adele even have? And that's not shade. I love her, but I'm just trying to think. I'm like, I really only popped my puss to two of them, maybe three.
Yeah, I mean, I will defend your right to do it, but that does not absolve you from my judgment.
Oh well, and that's how Sue sees it.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, did you want to talk about my denim one more time before we go, or?
No. I do have a few other things, but they're not really that important.
Guess they can wait till next week.
The big block letter in space, did you see it?
Ooh, yes, I
there's
saw
a huge question mark in space, literally.
Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel.
Well, you know, psychic babble strikes again.
What? Did we say it was coming?
We've been talking about big block letters in space for years.
Yeah, well, this is more of a symbol. A symbol! It was more of a symbol.
Wingdings?
It's giving wingdings. It's a question mark.
Does Kamala Harris speak in wingdings?
That is a good assessment. I have a button on her on the soundboard. She goes, it is time for us to agree that... or something... It is time for us to agree.
Yeah.
That it is time.
You're not wrong.
And she's something like that. I forget exactly what the words, but you know. It was given
Does anybody really know the words?
Hey, speaking of Kamala.
I was like, well, that's one way to pronounce it.
Did you see her and Biden? What they're up to?
Making it so you can only drink two beers a week in the U.S.?
Better.
Did you see that?
No. Is that real?
No, Republicans are trying to lie and say that Biden's going to make it so you can only drink legally drink two beers a week in the U.S. to try to rile up their base.
Okay. Anyway, no, they're doing other things that are more important. They are they've done an official recommendation to the Drug Enforcement Agency that weed needs to be reclassified. Because it is currently in the same category as heroin, LSD, and ecstasy. And they would like to lower it by one level.
Isn't awesome weed?
So, good news, good news.
Yeah, cheers all around.
Yeah.
Hip, 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 hooray.
Heroin is in the same category as LSD and ecstasy? That's wild.
Well.
Everyone involved at the White House needs to try all of them and then get back together and do a reclassify.
They already have coke in the White House, as you know.
Well, oh, did get you see Mitch McConnell? Bag. He's really glitching. he doesn't seem well. He's never seemed well. He's never seemed good. But currently, he doesn't seem well. He's like
term
glitching at the mic.
Now.
Glitching
term
at the mic.
Limits now. Age limits now. Term
well,
limits
you know
now.
What? I'm gonna push back a little bit on that. Although I do agree, term limits now. Age limits. Who? There is a large demographic of elderly people in the country that need representation as much as you know you and I do.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about age limit, but definitely term limit.
Well, at least they have to pass a test.
Get a baby on board. Really equal.
And like a real test. Like a real test. Not this, like, bullshit.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hey, where can people find you?
You can find me on the internet.
Damn.
Yes, I stream on Twitch.
I love that.
Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Come on over.
And sometimes Jordan Sparks is there.
Allegedly. And she's here. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me thinking about my jeans, turning them into a pillow, maybe buying a new pair.
You could sister pants them. You could really turn them into, I don't know.
They would fit a lot of people because they were comfy.
Did you see when Barbara from Shark Tank was on The View and she said to Whoopi, give me a pair of your jeans and I'll make two jeans out of them, two pairs of them out of them? And Whoopi gave her a look like, who the fuck do you think you are? Oh, baby, it was a moment.
Damn.
I've been getting a lot of Shark Tank viewing in, and you know I love it.
Well, I've got the DVR that it's set. The new season must be starting soon. Hey, sharks.
It's honestly, though, unfortunately, it is capitalism propaganda. They're always pushing like a, look at you. You started from nothing, and now look at what you've done, and what a beautiful country we live in that you can do that.
It's very the, like, kill yourself founder mentality where you're like work all day, no vacations, and you too can achieve the American dream.
Yeah right.
Well, anyway.
All right, what, everybody, don't forget to take your nerd tag. Okay, later.
Bye.